Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With the fourth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Kyler Murray gets his number one receiver last night, Marvin Harrison from Ohio State. It's a pretty chalky first round to the top 10, at least, of the NFL draft until Michael Penix went 8th overall. That was pretty unexpected.
Yeah, top six. Because like Latham was like the favorite to be the second lineman taken. I don't know if people thought he would go like 7 if Alt went 5, but like even Latham 7, it's like, yeah, okay. Like he was a huge favorite to be the second lineman taken. He was the favorite to be the 5th overall pick. So that was like not surprising. But then it's literally like totally expected. And it's like 7. Great. No problem. That's just like everything for an hour after that. What? Like, well, I don't understand. Like even the stuff that you expected, you're so mind blown by what happened before it. You're like, are people going to start trading up to take defensive players? Like what the hell is going to happen here? And yeah, just kind of bizarre stuff.
We'll talk to Dave Wanstead and Brian Baldinger about all of that coming up next hour on the show as we continue to break down round one of the 2024 NFL Draft. We're just waiting for official word on Milwaukee Bucks forward Chris Middleton, and once we know for sure that Chris Middleton's going to play or not play, we think he's going to play based on comments Doc Rivers made within the last like 90 minutes. But once we know for sure, we will bring you our bets for tonight's Bucks-Pacers game, and for people watching the show live, consuming it live, we're 45 minutes away from tip-off of that game. I actually think it's 5:40. Eastern is the tip time.
Yeah, it's probably just after 5:30. Probably do a quick pregame show. Probably like ESPN. I think ESPN's got all three. So they'll give you like we'll go to the studio for 10 minutes and kind of do whatever, talk about the games. Usually ESPN they get that. It's actually annoying, especially if you're like, it's not DVR anymore, but just watching the game on delay. Because you'll be like, all right, like let's get it started, and then the clock at the top is like countdown to the game 18:30, and you're just like,
yeah, it's
come on, like I'm just like, or like, can YouTube TV clip this differently or something? Does it have to be this? Like you're not fooling me. I know you're about to shove a bunch of commercials in my face, and I'm not interested. So it's just like, can we get past that? So yeah, I guess we're gonna get that in 45 minutes.
I think I have a just off of what you said, non-NFL related, a contrarian opinion on something that's happened this postseason. I don't think ESPN has ever done this before. I could be wrong. So with the hockey games that they're broadcasting, the Stanley Cup playoff games.
Oh, it's the best. Countdown to second period starting? Is that what you're
actually, I think I don't like it because it makes me sad when it's like 18 minutes away. And I get mad that it's so far away.
Oh,
I actually think I don't like it for that reason. Like, I don't want to know like how
you
long
be
the intermission is. Yes,
yeah, you
want to
be like, I'll just pretend it's 8 minutes. And then like, oh, another commercial break.
Because when it says 18, I'm like, no way. Yeah. Really? 18 minutes? Really?
How am I going to make it? Right? It's like, actually, it's the same as it's always been. Actually, that's what it is. I just like that because there's so many games going on. When you hit intermission and it's like 18 minutes, I look at my phone and I go, like, let's say it's like 8:20. I go, cool, 8:38. I got to flip back over to the, set a timer on your phone, whatever. And you know when you have to flip back over. And you could do that if you knew how long the stuff was anyway. They make it really easy. I love ESPN, the Raps, which is like the halftime pre-post game shows for that's just what it's called in the industry, like the hockey coverage. Like I'm in. Like I know we got to get kind of like off remarks sometimes by Mark Messier and Subban and stuff. Like
Levy
I'm in on the
is
whole
awesome.
Thing. Yeah,
Messier is awesome, and Subban, they're great together. I agree.
And like the content's good. You referenced that call that they played the other day. You want to tell that story real quick? Did you do that on the air, or was that off the air?
I don't think so. So they played because it was 31 years to the date that the Buffalo Sabres swept the Boston Bruins in the first round. Pat LaFontaine scores a goal in overtime in Game 4, and Rick Jenneret, who's like legendary NHL play-by-play guy, the radio voice of the Sabres forever, the call, like he does the call like the Sabres win, and then he says Mayday like 9 times in a row as the Sabres are celebrating on the ice. And Ryan Callahan, who was doing the next game, like the Stars Knights game, Levy brings him in, and Callahan is from Western New York, and he asks him, and he's like, oh, I remember this, it was so great. It was just like really good. And I would say
A-plus producing, you know, by the way. That's like A-plus,
it's really
plus
terrific.
Producing. Yeah.
And the call's great. He just goes, Mayday! 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 It just does it. Like, it's and like the fever builds a little bit. It's spectacular. And whereas, you know, Turner's NBA coverage, I think everyone can agree, like, slams ESPN's.
Right, it's the personalities.
Both networks, I think, do a really nice job with the NHL. Like, I think all of it's really good.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, like, I'm just going to want to talk about this. Like, it's almost not ESPN's halftime show's fault. Like, it's just not, it's like Goodwill Hunting. Like, well, because they're, the point, to be fair, the point of every halftime show is to shove advertising in your face. That's the point of the halftime show. It's not to do a good halftime show. The point is to, like, get inventory in. And the problem is, like, ESPN's strategy, and this has been well documented, this is not, like, me guessing, like, their minutes in commercials per, like, break and per halftime show, like, are much, much, much more than any other halftime show of any sport, I think, even. Football, whatever. College football. It's, like, 30 seconds, 5 minutes of ads, a minute, 5 minutes of ads, like on like a paid promotion, and then another break with no talking even in between. Like, it's like, what kind of structure is this? And so the idea that you're gonna have like Stephen A and Perk and Bob Myers or Will Bond or somebody else, and like anyone's gonna get to do even, forget say anything of substance, have any fun. Like, how it within that structure, how are you supposed to do that? And you have Stephen A, who's like a big personality who needs to be given the opportunity to talk every time. Rightfully so. So now, like, now look how behind the eight ball you are. It's impossible. It's actually like a format that's impossible to succeed in. And then like Turner, it's a conventional halftime format with just a little bit fewer commercials. And the funny parts occur organically. Like, the production staff there, I'm sure, is like top notch, and like they've been there forever and they're really good. But like, you don't need to tell Barkley to have the broom for the Lakers game after the show, where he's like pushing it in the pro, like that, like great. Like, I'm sure somebody had to get the broom and the producers need to encourage that behavior. But like, you know, like it's just part of it. They're just really good at coming up with stuff like that. So they're just sort of in a position to succeed more than the ESPN crew. Even if you're like, well, no, Barkley's just way better. Well, that's true. But like, he has an opportunity to be good because of like how the show is structured and how the breaks work and stuff. It's no different than our show. Like, this segment can only be 12 minutes. Like, no matter how good we are or bad or whatever, like, we are within the confines of this. It's no different for those guys working in that structure.
Nick and Ken here on You Better You Bet on a Friday. Love that we're able to have conversations like this because there's so many games going on. Give me an impromptu ranking. Top 5 sports months of the year.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Oh, this wasn't where I thought you were going to go.
And the question is basically like, where does April
Where's
rank?
April? So April, so you make the pro April case first before we do the ranking, right? So April, you get the best of kind of the start of the month, national championship game in college basketball, sometimes the Final Four and national championship game and the Masters. And then you get all the playoffs, which is what you're talking about, and you get the NFL draft.
Pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah,
I think the thing that really pushes April for me is, like, you and I both live in pretty cold weather climates. People that live, like, in the South or the, you know, whatever. a lot of places in the country or the world or whatever, like the climate's not the same. This is exactly the month when there start to be days when like you can be outside a lot during the day and it's not a chore and it's not like painful. And you know, I was typing in the chat, like my wife and kids are like out in the backyard. Like my wife's like drinking a High Noon. The kids are playing on the playground. Like friends are over. Like it's like that you can have days like that in April. You can finally do that. So the idea of like that during the day and playoff games at night is just like a vibe. Like it's the best. It's so much better than the other months because of that weather. People say like football Saturday and college football during the fall, you have that same vibe of like the weather's changing and there's college football on. But like I think I would still go October just for a couple reasons. Like the NFL is a part of it.
I agree.
The NFL is a part of the month in a bigger way than the draft. College football is a part of the month and it's not a part of April at all. And I don't watch baseball the whole regular season, but I love the playoffs. And just like hockey, same thing. I don't watch the regular season very closely. Watched every Stanley Cup playoff game almost start to finish so far. Even, you know, like Nashville, Vancouver, who nobody even wants to watch anymore because it's Demko's hurt. Still watching that. So, but April, could April be second? Is that like the argument that we're going to make here? Think April could be second?
I don't know if April, because so I'm a bad person to answer this question because I love football so much.
So you're going
to
pick like November.
So I almost think that it's like November, December, like January sucks because our schedule sucks. So I think that kind of like pollutes it for me a little bit.
I agree. And February
is underrated. March is awesome.
March
you get the tournament.
You get the tournament, but to me, like you get the tournament and you get nothing else. And the regular seasons of basketball and hockey. February, because the Super Bowl and the tournament is like a push, even though the tournament has more days of games, and the regular seasons for the sports in February are March NBA, March hockey, no way on that stuff. Like toward the end of the month, especially start of the month, good out of the All-Star break, you get to like March 20th, 21st, 22nd, like March NBA is right. Why do you think everybody loves the playoffs so much? Like, wow, these games are so awesome. Yes, that's because everyone cares again and is trying, and that's not what March is like. At least in February, you get some of that. And like Super Bowl and NCAA tournament, both like signature cornerstone events.
April 2nd for you?
I'm trying to think of like, if I can make a big argument. So it would be, if it wasn't April, it would have to be like one of the months adjacent to October, right? It would have to be like November would have to be second, right? You get the World Series, which some years, like I actually don't really care that much about, I guess. And then you get like hockey, NBA are both really new. So that's cool. Like regular, like when NBA started, you and Tyler and I would have this chat where it's like, oh man, like League Pass on YouTube TV this year with the four screen. Every night I'm watching like every NBA game and loving it, as opposed to like, oh, I guess I'll watch this tonight. So I don't know, man. April might have that though. Just the every night, like every night, the feeling that it's like the biggest game as opposed to 50 games. I think I'll take the biggest game over 50 games. I think a lot of nights. So yeah, well, I'll actually say second for right now.
Yeah, it was great. And you get the NFL draft also, which is just with a billion really playoff fun. Games and the first rounds the are the best just because there's so many games. It's really great. And we got a ton of first round games coming up this weekend and tonight in the world of sports. We'll give you bets as we move along for not just the games tonight, but for the games that we know about this weekend. And I got a couple angles for games that I like for games on Saturday and Sunday. I got a couple hockey bets that I really like for tonight. God help me. I think the Avs are too big of a favorite tonight against the Jets.
I thought you were going to say you like Vancouver. I think Nashville like definitely wins tonight.
Well, do you want to bet the under in the game?
I want to bet like the under on how many games Vancouver's going to win the rest of the series. That's about
it. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But to start next hour, we'll welcome Coach Dave Wanstead to the show to recap the NFL draft.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.